the deal. Pickles is everything kosher.
Yeah, everything is kosher, Huggy.
Woo, time joint.
Huggy, load out.
Civil Will.
Hey, Hug.
My partner in crime this Friday and Saturday at Joker's in Milwaukee, Chris Paul.
What up, son?
You see how I got that in? And last but not least, our special guest for today, Bill Bellamy.
All right, Huggy!
It's simple saying special guest isn't considered cheering, is it? Who knew? Anyway, thank God it's Thursday. I know I already said congratulations to Candy Burris of the Real Housewives of Atlanta on her marriage to Todd Tucker, no relation to Chris, but they did get married on Friday. Now, I'm just seeing that wedding dress she said I do in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to rip the runway or R. Kelly on her parade.
Wow.
Or even Mama Joyce, my opinion. Sybil, I don't know who made that dress, but it had to be from the MacGyver collection.
MacGyver?
He's the only one that can put something like that together. It was like chandeliers, shredded wheat, flowers, and some Angry Bird feathers. It was amazing.
Yes, it was.
And you can tell who had to sign a prenup because Todd Tucker didn't say a mother word. He didn't say nothing about that. Hey, did y'all hear that Mickey Rooney, who just passed, left his estate to his stepson, Mark Rooney?
Yeah.
Well, so much for that saying, treat him like a stepchild. Congratulations to Drake. He's the host of the ESPY Awards. What a perfect person. Who knew?
Yeah.
Sybil, you ever been sitting in a movie watching trailers and you can't wait to see the movie until they say something like, in 3D? and also starring Sean Combs. That's how I felt about the new movie Draft Day.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Kevin Costner, then I saw Jennifer Garner, then when I saw Sean Combs, I said, man, shaggity! I wanted to see that movie until I saw that Sorokaholic. Maybe I'll go see the movie anyway. Hopefully he's in it and his part is over quick like an artist on his record label. Oh, that was uncalled for. Sybil, you have any family members in Milwaukee? I'll be traveling there tomorrow.
And
you know how it is traveling with my black manager. Shoot, the last time I had a direct flight, Kanan was the only black woman on Saturday Night Live.